The person asked, may Allah bless you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you as well, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us and you the good of this world and the good of the hereafter and protect us from the fire. My question is, how much of Surah Al-Baqarah do we need to recite to chase away the shaitan from our homes? Then it appears that you're referring to the hadith, inna shaytana yanfiru min al-bayt alladhi tuqra'u fihi Surah Al-Baqarah. The shaitan flees from the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. Al-Shaykh ibn al-Athaymeen, rahimahullah, he asked the question in his commentary upon Sahih Muslim, in his ta'liq upon Sahih Muslim, هَلْ يَحْسُلُ هَذَا الْحِفْذُ عِنْدَ خَتْمِهَا أَوْ عِنْدَ الشُّرُوعِ فِيهَا. This protection that is mentioned in this hadith, is it attained when a person completes the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah or when a person starts to recite Surah Al-Baqarah? He said, Al-Jawab, the answer, أَنْهُ يَحْسُلُ عِنْدَ خَتْمِهَا. It is attained when a person completes the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah. لِأَنَّ مَنْ شَرَعَ فِيهَا لَا يُقَالْ إِنُّهُ قَرَأَهَا. Because the one who starts to recite it, it is not said that he's recited it. Naam. Then we have a side issue, and this question arises, is it sufficient to just play a recording of Surah Al-Baqarah in the home to attain the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal that is referred to in this hadith? That Allah Azza wa Jal will protect the home from the shaitan. Shaykh ibn al-Athaymeen was of the position, he said, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, تُقْرَأُ, where Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. So it is a must for it to be recited. And he did not say, where you hear the recitation of Surah Al-Baqarah. He said, so based upon that, those who place recordings of Surah Al-Baqarah in their homes continuously, they do not attain this ruling. Because recitation that is recorded is not truly recitation. It is not qira'ah. وَلَكِنَّهَا حِكَايَةُ سَوْتِ قَارِئْ سَابِقْ. But it is a recording of the voice of the reciter from a previous time. So he concluded, so therefore, by just playing a recording, you do not attain what is attained by a person when they recite Surah Al-Baqarah themselves. Naham. And this was the position of Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah. Some of the other scholars, Shaykh ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala, naam, he held that if a person was to listen to a recording, then that ruling would apply. However, I would advise the brothers and the sisters to avoid the differing in the matter. Alhamdulillah, no doubt, the safest position, حَفِذَكُمُ اللَّهِ, is to recite Surah Al-Baqarah yourselves in your home in order to attain what the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, that the shaitan will flee from the home in which Surah Al-Baqarah is recited. And in that, for brothers and sisters in the West, I mean, and brothers and sisters all over the world, طبعاً, is an encouragement to learn how to read the Qur'an, to learn the Arabic letters, to learn them with their vowels and how to connect them, to allow you to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward is great and the benefit is great, and none of us should be lazy as it relates to learning how to read the book of Allah azza wa jalla.